So some huge breaking news coming down the wire here on the Sports Cubicle with the Marvelous One, Dan Marver, Devin Tingel, Paul Shavari, and myself, Mike Mercado. And this is one of those things where you'll remember where you were when you heard this news break. If you're a sports fan, if you're somebody who pays attention to geopolitical things around the world, PGA Tour, LIV Golf, DP World Tour unify under one umbrella. This is a story that we've been covering about the separation between the LIV Golf golfers and the PGA golfers, how they would merge, what tournaments they'd be able to play in, and all this other stuff, to the point where we were talking about litigation. And then this story broke of a merger now between all these different organizations, and it has a lot of us, not just sports fans, but like I said, people who pay attention to world news, kind of shaking our head, scratching our head, and kind of trying to make sense out of this. And this comes to us from Mark Schalbeck, ESPN senior writer. The PGA Tour, DP World Tour, and LIV Golf League, which have been embroiled in bitter legal battle for more than a year, have agreed to unify and move forward in larger commercial business, the circuits announced Tuesday. The Tours called the stunning development a, quote, landmark agreement on a global basis. Quote, there's been a lot of tension in our sport over the last couple years, PGA Tour Commissioner Jay Monahan told CNBC on Tuesday. What we're talking about today is coming together to unify the game of golf and to do so under one umbrella. And they continue to have on some tweets and reactions. Check it out, the article over on ESPN. But in a statement, the circuit courts said the parties have signed an agreement that combines PIF's golf-related commercial businesses and the rights, including LIV Golf, with commercial business and rights of PGA Tour and DP World Tour into a new, collectively owned, for-profit entity to ensure that all stakeholders benefit from a mold that delivers maximum excitement and competition among the game's best players. The circuit said the agreement ends all pending litigation between the parties. And this landmark deal is between the Tours and Saudi Arabia's Public Investment Fund, PIF, which the deal was reached without the knowledge of many PGA Tour members and LIV Golf players and agents. Check out the entire article, this one from Mark Schalbeck on ESPN senior writer, PGA Tour, LIV Golf, DP World Tour unify under one umbrella. So, look, I'm not going to sit here and pretend to be righteous and tell you the sanctity of golf. I don't care about golf on that level. I think the sport is beautiful. I have a lot of family and friends that are diehard golfers. Every Saturday and Sunday, they're weekend warriors. They're playing 9 or 18. And I get the beauty and the competition and the self-improvement that golf brings. I understand being able to be one with nature and walking and the weather and just everything that brings in being in those courses. I understand all that. So I'm not going to pretend, though, that I watch every tournament, that I don't just watch the majors. This story is more of a bummer that it is all about money, that the PGA caved. They weren't paying a lot of their golfers the right amount. They weren't doing business in good faith. And then comes around Saudi Arabia, who's doing a bunch of sports washing for all their sins. And here we are now where all these people like Rory, who was sitting here, and Tiger sitting here and telling you they don't want to be part of this. This is a disgrace for the sport. This is separating the sport. And the PGA said, well, the hell with all that. They're offering more money. We can't hang with them. Do you know how green that money is in Saudi Arabia? Nobody in the United States has forgotten the assassination, the murder of Jamal Khashoggi. Nobody's forgot about the bone saw country. The bone saw tour now. Nobody's forgotten about how most of the terrorists on 9/11 just so happened to be from Saudi Arabia. We're Saudi Arabian nationalists. Nobody's forgotten about the customs and the way that citizens, that people from the LGBTQ community are treated, that women are treated. So what does this all mean? Where am I getting at with all this? Bringing up political issues, talking about 9/11, bringing up whether or not they're sports washing, all that for a sport that I may love, but a league I could care less about. It's the notion of transparency now. Enough with the fluff. Enough with pretending that you care about athletes or consumers. Enough with pretending that you have some type of moral standing. If all you are in for is business and money, say it. As consumers, we just want the best product that you are giving us, that you can give us. We want access to it. But if you're going to spew out a bunch of garbage about how you feel about LIV Golf, how you feel about certain companies' political stances, how they treat employees, what they do to contribute to society, and then within a year, give up every single one of your backbone because they dumped a truck full of money for you. Do not serve me crap and tell me it's ice cream, because that is exactly what the PGA did. Now, they'll take some heat for this for the next few days. There'll be some golfers that take some heat. There'll be some pundits that do a victory lap about all this. In 2 weeks, 3 weeks from now, when the majors are in full swing, next year during the Masters, nobody's going to care. Nobody's going to talk about it because they are going to sweep this under the rug. Does the NBA talk about China? No, they took the heat and they moved on. Does Major League Baseball talk about destroying the minor leagues and using free labor in Caribbean countries? No. It's heat for one day and they move forward because the machine keeps printing money. Do not lie to your consumers. Do not lie to your employees. Be straightforward. How much money did you cost golfers in your own league, in the PGA, by telling them we were going to battle this? We weren't going to let LIV do this. From making their own generational money. You don't think Tiger's a little upset right now that he could have made $1 billion? Not that he needs it. But who's going to stop anybody from making money? How many people missed an opportunity to make real money because of the PGA? Sure, it's dirty money. We could talk about all money is dirty. That's not the point. You made this decision in 2023. This isn't something that you've been grandfathered into. This is the business we've been doing for 50, 60 years. You did this knowing all this information. So enough with the crap. Let us know your thoughts. We're on Twitter at Sports Cubicle TV. Check us out on YouTube, The Sports Cubicle, and everywhere else in the universe, wherever you get your favorite podcasts, at Sports From The Couch. Check out our friends over at Sheets and Giggles. Use the promo code, The Sports Cubicle, Sports From The Couch, for 15% off your next purchase. I promise you, they'll make you feel a whole lot better sleeping in those eucalyptus mattress and sheeting after hearing this despicable story about LIV Golf and PGA. But I promise you, there will be nothing despicable about the order and the inventory and how good you will feel after you purchase and use up all the great stuff over at Sheets and Giggles. Sheetsandgiggles.com, The Sports Cubicle, Sports From The Couch, promo code for 15% off. And a huge thank you to each and every one of you who has supported us over at Lucha Dog. We're about a little over a week and a half away from the Kickstarter stopping. We're about 31% there. We may not hit it. We could, though, if a few of you decide to be backers, like the project, check us out at Kickstarter.com. It is Lucha Dog all over my socials at Mike M Media on Twitter and Mike Mercado Media on Instagram. And of course, on Facebook at Lucha Dog. You can check out Lucha Dog Book on Twitter and on Instagram if you would like more information. For the Marvelous One, Dan Marver, for Devin Single, for Paul Shivari, I'm Mike Mercado.